The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Great to have a fan favourite of the Cats over the years. Of course, he had a wretched run with injury. Of course, four ACLs. We know the story very, very well. But we thought it was an opportune time to catch up with Dan Menzel because on Wednesday night, one of his Woodville West Torrens teammates in Zane Williams was picked up with selection number 12 in the mid-season rookie draft. He's playing VFL right now for the Cats. We'll keep you updated with that score very shortly. But Menz, great to have you back on K-Rock Footy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go. Somebody's turned your mic off already.
Hello, Menz. Welcome back to K-Rock Footy.
I know Adelaide's a fair way away, but I didn't think the reception was that bad.
Good to be talking to you. Apt time to be talking to you, too, with what's taken place this week with Zane Williams arriving at the Cats. So, firstly, the intel on Zane Williams. Can you give us a little bit of background on him? You've been able to share a field with him for, I think it was the first half of last year before he went back to the reserves. And then this year he's obviously started wonderfully well with the Eagles, 8 games, 15 goals, state representation, and now where's the hoops?
Yeah, look, it's a great story, Zane's one. It's one that probably not many would know, but he was actually a Geelong supporter. He has been his whole life, which is obviously rare for someone over here in Adelaide. And So I guess when I sort of came back, he said that, yeah, he obviously watched me play and watched the Cats. He was a big fan. And to actually now end up there is incredible for him. But also, I've been lucky enough that I've played in the same forward line with him now for a couple of years, played in the state game with him this year as well. And his development has been super. He's a kid that wants to learn. He does all the extras. He asks the right questions. And to get the opportunity, as he was called out the other night, he had some interest in from a number of clubs. So for Geelong to take him and to end up at Geelong with Tyson Stengel, who obviously was at Woodville in the same position as him last year, is super for him. And I'm so rapt that he gets this opportunity.
Menz, what does he do well? A two-part question. What does he do well? And B, what will be sort of his initial challenge in stepping up to try and get a crack at AFL level?
Yeah, look, he's a genuine goal sneak, so he knows where the goals are. He can easily win a ground ball inside 50, snap it over his head, and he knows where the goals are. So it's a little bit like Stengel in that way. And so that's something that he brings that not a lot of other players can obviously do. His kicking skills are elite, and that's probably where he's taken it to the next level this year. And I've worked with him a lot and said, mate, not a lot of guys are great kicks when it comes to bringing other players onto the footy, but you can do that. And that's something that at AFL level, hopefully he gets the opportunity and he can show that he is an elite kick and he knows where to put the footy. I think the challenge for him will be, and I've spoken with him about this year, is now that he's a known player and particularly going to that next level at AFL, he's going to get good defenders that put time into him. And so it's therefore not having moments in games, but actually staying involved the whole game and being able to have an impact, whether it's defensively or offensively. So it's just that consistency that will be a big one for him, but that's obviously a natural thing for any kid coming through.
You may or may not know the answer to this question, but, you know, 48 hours ago, he's in Adelaide. He's got a home to go to. Or, I don't know, he might still live with his folks or whatever it is, but suddenly he's in Geelong, or I assume he's in Geelong. Well, what's the process? Where does he... Do you know where he's staying? How does it all work? Because it's not obviously something you'd expect to happen in the middle of the week.
No, it's an incredible process how the mid-season draft works. He was training with us Wednesday night, two nights ago, on the track as his name got read out. So it's a real bizarre one where, yep, straight off the track, everyone congratulated him. He's up at 4 a.m. the next morning in Geelong. So I'm not sure. I think the first 2 days it would probably just be a hotel room because he did say he's coming back on the weekend to Adelaide. And then we'll obviously head back over. So it is a weird transition for him. But I don't know, I heard Kingy saying about him playing VFL. It'd be incredible if he's there 2 days and he's playing a game of footy for another team. But he could certainly make that transition.
Yeah, he's playing Menz right now. The VFL boys are playing against Footscray at Witten Oval.
And you pumped up his kicking. Menz, he's kicked 3 points. So clearly you're off the mark. You're off the mark there. The other one we've got to ask you about is Tyson Stengel. He's kicked 23 goals in 11 games for the Cats, and some are talking about him, you know, being a potential, All Australian, at least in the squad or in the chat for the squad. Have you been surprised how well he's gone?
No, I haven't been surprised at all. He played a whole season with us last year, and just training with him, but even in games, you just know that he pops up, he does things that most players can't do. And I remember training and playing with him last year and thinking, played 10 years of AFL footy and this guy's better than most of these small forwards that I played with or were on the list. And that's nothing against them or no discredit to them. He just naturally got it. He runs to the right patterns. He plays like Eddie Betts. He opens up the space that he wants to run in and then utilises it. So it doesn't surprise me in the slightest that he's gone as well as he has. And probably the other thing is, too, at sample level last year, he was known. He was the one that opposition put work into, and he still bobbed up and kicked 2, 3, 4 goals a game. So he does that freakish stuff that I knew going into a forward line with Hawkins and with Cameron and these sort of guys is going to be one that opposition teams have to worry about every single week.
We're speaking with former Cat Dan Menzel. Dan, just on Tyson Stengel, it probably had to be, not every club was going to be able to accommodate Tyson Stengel, and I suspect potentially put the processes in place around him that he needed. And obviously Woodville and West Torrens had that, and he was, you know, close to home there. But, you know, to go into state again and be out of his comfort zone, Geelong probably, you know, one of those rare clubs, and you know this with their, you know, sort of pastoral care, that it was the right club, right fit for him.
Yeah, it certainly was. I think if I think back to this time last year, the mid-season draft, he had a number of teams talk to him and didn't promise him they're going to take him, but it wasn't far off. And so he was absolutely gutted this time last year when he didn't get that opportunity. And it was the best thing that could have happened because it meant he had a year outside of the AFL. He had to work as such and get a balanced life. And then his footy did the talking as well. And as a result, obviously, Eddie went to Geelong and Geelong spoke with him and said, yep, we want to make this a thing. And you're right with the pastoral care. They do it so well down at the Cattery that I knew not only would he have a good playing group around him, but he'd have a good setup. And that's certainly showing at the moment because Prez is a great kid. He just needs that support network around him, which he hasn't had at times in his life. And so he's obviously got that stable network now, which is great. And we're starting to see his real talent come out.
Daniel, what do you miss about Geelong?
What do I miss about Geelong?
Give us the listeners a couple of things you actually think. You know, I actually do miss a bit of that every now and then.
Lammy?
Oh! Did you... look, I know you... Come on.
Benny.
No, I was going to say that... I mean, one of the highlights of your career at Geelong was the fact that you used to live in Kilgore Street, directly opposite the entrance to the football club, but you used to drive to the football club in case... That was quite extraordinary, in case a fan saw you and then actually followed you home. Is that true? Can you confirm that that used to happen?
Yes, that's 100% true. however... It wasn't necessarily, that was the only reason, but you're usually pretty tired after training, Benny, and it's not exactly across the road, but yeah, you're right, it was pretty lazy, but...
It was across the road, Dan, let's be honest.
All right, I'll give it to you, but... Geelong's a good country town that's one thing you certainly do miss. I think when people ask me about it, and Zane said that to me, and I said, mate, you'll love it. It's not too full on, but it's got the right balance, I think, and that's something that, yeah, certainly you do miss. The weather's one that I don't miss. It does get nice and cold there, so that's something that I haven't missed, I can tell you.
Did you warn Zane about K-Rock, Menz?
I haven't said anything to him about K-Rock yet. He'll find his feet. He's reasonably shy at first, so he'll probably steer clear of you for a little while, Kingy.
Good.
We'll warm him up. Menz, you're playing footy for Woodville West Torrens, obviously, and what are you doing?
Going all right. He's kicked 30 goals in 8 games.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. What, you know, in terms of, because you're 40 years old now? you're getting older. How are you going off the field? Because, in terms of things that you're looking to do post-footy, how's all that tracking? Because I know you sort of you got a lot of irons in fires over there in Adelaide.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess if you are 40 years of age, you've got to be looking at other things. But I am very busy at the moment with a lot of different things. I'm studying my MBA. I'm doing a lot of resilience stuff and consulting through my business, MTMF, which is great. So I work with job seekers over here in Adelaide on mindset and motivation and some one-on-one coaching through footy I'm doing as well as, and I'm in a media company actually over here too, which is just South Australian based. So a lot of different things, which I really enjoy. I love every day is different. And hopefully it'll just set me up into a nice position to what I sort of want to roll into next.
And is that, you know, is AFL footy on the horizon for you, you know, in terms of a, you know, a welfare role or an admin role or a, you know, do you see that as part of your future staying in AFL footy in some way, shape or form?
Yeah, I do think it will be in some shape or form. I'm not sure what that is at the moment. I love the media side of things and I'm doing a Channel 7 game over here tomorrow for the sample. But then I guess the coaching one's definitely a passion of mine. But the admin stuff, now that I'm studying my MBA, I really love, in particular, American sports. And I sort of love the way that they build organisations and the GM roles, the CEO roles. So I don't actually know which way I want to head with it. But the elite level of professionalism in sporting clubs is something that is I'm very passionate about. And I will look to probably head down one of those pathways when I work it out.
You're a bit removed now from Geelong Footy Club itself. Do you still keep in contact with any of your former teammates, be it, you know, playing or maybe have left the club as well?
Yeah, you do. It's more difficult, obviously, the longer you're removed. And I've obviously got two clubs with Sydney as well now. And so you do keep tabs on guys every now and then and touch base. And I did a podcast last year, had Mark Blitzers on, which was great. But even, I guess the one that happens is you end up playing against guys that you either played with or played against. And, I mean, I played against Jordan Murdoch the other day, who's at Glenelg now. I played in the state game against WA and Cam Eardley played. So ones that you probably haven't necessarily touched base with in a little while and you come across them through different paths and it's great. It feels like it hasn't been such a long time since you've seen them and you chat and you talk because you work together for such a long time. So you still definitely keep tabs on them, and I still enjoy watching the Cats each week and obviously seeing the guys that I played with as well and seeing them go well too.
Well, Menz, who you got this week with the Eagles?
We play South Adelaide on Sunday, so they're going all right. They had Oscar Brownless come over, unfortunately did his knee, but yeah, so it should be a good challenge for us.
Yeah, Menz, really good to catch up with you. We don't talk often enough, but you're a great friend of ours at K-Rock Footy, and obviously we spent a lot of time together when the knees failed you, and you're good enough to come and join us in the commentary box, and we rode a lot of that journey with you, and great to see you playing some really good footy over there and life treating you well. We really appreciate you catching up with us to have a bit of a chat about Zane Williams. He finished with 12 disposals and 6 marks, 3 behinds, Menz, so a promising start for the young fella. The Cats have been beaten by 5 points in the VFL, unfortunately, by the Doggies, but we might get to see Zane Williams hopefully emulating you and pulling on the hoops at AFL level one day soon.
Yeah, no, I certainly hope so. I love watching Prez's single play and then obviously now Zane as well. So really hope those guys get Prez is obviously getting a great run, but Zane gets a great run at it. And good to chat to you and Benny. Always love chatting with you boys.
Good to talk.
Good on you, Dan.
Daniel Menzel joining us there from over in Adelaide as part of Footy Spotlight. Thanks to Rex Burrell.
The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.